The Female Investor Circle podcast is a podcast created to inspire women all over the world to take control of their financial future. We believe that women should be empowered to take control of their financial future, and we're on a mission to help them get there. We believe that the future of investing is female, and we will show you why. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Female Investor Circle podcast. I'm sitting here on one of those bittersweet kind of episodes. It's the end of the season, so Paulina and I are just sitting here having a chat, and we're going to wrap it all up for you guys in a nice big red bow for Christmas. How are you, Paulina?
Good, thank you. Awesome to be here again. I always like to have a conversation about, well, with you about anything, really. Especially when it comes to like fun things like investing, right?
Right, exactly. I just can't believe that we're at the end of season two. Like, how exciting for us. Like, yeah, woohoo. Two seasons in. It's been an epic ride so far. So I hope everyone's been enjoying it. Love getting all the comments through from people and private messaging and emails and stuff. So it's good to see that you guys are getting a lot out of it from us. So we're doing our job.
Absolutely.
Doing what we love. Doing our job.
How awesome is that? That we can literally spend the time doing what we love and help people while we're doing it. It just doesn't really feel like work, does it?
No, 100% doesn't. So yeah. Cool thing is I'm back in Australia for Christmas. So if you're in Australia or anywhere and you want to catch up for a Christmas drink, reach out to me. Let's catch up.
That's exciting. So tell us a little bit. I'm dying to know a little bit more about like what were like your highlights of traveling around the world, because we have been sharing in the last episodes that you were, you were packing to. And now it's like 6 months later and you are back. So tell us a little bit about it. What were like some of the highlights you've had?
Oh, look, some of the highlights, I can tell you one of the big realizations were, like going back to the packing episode, I certainly didn't need half of what was there.
Thank you.
I was like, Paulina warned me, they're the same clothes that you pop on every time and there was stuff that you're just continually unpacking, just put back into the suitcase again. However, I should have listened to myself when it came to my shoes, because I ended up having to buy some over there because I left pairs at home that I ended up wanting and needing, maybe not needing, but wanting.
What a shame. You had to go and buy yourself some shoes.
I know, right? It was pretty funny. I think someone asked me 1 week, they're like, oh, have you bought any shoes? I'm like, yes, maybe 3 pairs this week.
This week, I love it. So how many pairs did she bring back to Australia?
Extra pairs. I think I came back with an extra 5 pairs. So yes.
Not too bad. For 6 months, it's like not even one a month.
Yeah. And a new handbag. Actually, a couple of handbags, but yeah. We went out on a shopping trip with Penelope, who you would have heard on some of these podcasts as well, and her husband Arthur and their family went out to a place called Bicester Village in London, and it's like the coolest place ever. It's all these like name brand shops there, and it's like a little village and you just wander around buying stuff and had a great day. But yeah,
I bet.
One of my highlights was actually getting to Prague. It's like, for as long as I can remember, I've just always wanted to go there, and to actually be there was just absolutely humbling. Like I remember walking across the really famous bridge, I guess you call it, one of the most Instagram worthy bridges in Prague, and it was just a holy shit moment. Like, oh my God, I'm actually walking on this bridge that I've seen so many pictures of, looking around Prague and the beautiful river and the beautiful, beautiful buildings everywhere. And that was a pretty cool moment. We ended up extending our stay there. We were enjoying it so much. So it was just a case of we had a very loose itinerary, I guess. We sort of knew what we wanted to do but didn't know when we were going to do it. So we would just fly off the cuff every now and then and just go, bugger it, let's go here. And so we did. Like Cologne wasn't even on our radar, but we ended up going there and had a good week there. It was actually a chill week for us, really. We decided we needed a bit of a downtime. So we spent a week just chilling in Cologne, which apparently is not far from where Paulina grew up. So it was cool catching up with members from the academy all over the world. It was actually just so much fun just meeting people that we've known for years online, and then actually see face to face, sitting there talking to each other and having a quick beer or a dinner or something like that. So it was fun. A lot of fun.
What I would love to know is, in comparison to, like, you know, we always talk about the end game, creating it, putting emotion into it, right? Feeling into it. You've actually gone and did exactly that. You traveled your end game. So how does it emotionally, how does it compare to what you've been dreaming of the whole time?
Oh, look, it was everything we expected it to be. I just didn't expect to be so tired, to be honest. But like me, Mark and I, we've lived our life, basically our perfect life, our entire life. So we were thinking about it one day, like someone's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm living my dream life," and it's like, "Well, hang on, if I really think about it, we've been living it for a long, long time. Each stage it was a different dream life that we were living. So we've always been travelers, but to actually have that 6 month stint in one hit." Was a lot of fun. So, like, we're still essentially traveling. We are back in Australia. However, like, we went, got home. I flew in on a Wednesday night, I think, or a Tuesday night, and I was at home for less than 12 hours, and I was back on a plane flying over to New Zealand for our community base camp. So, and then Mark's flying off to LA tomorrow with you, Paulina. So, like, we're continuously traveling no matter what. So, we're back here. On and off, in and out, till April, and then we're off again for another big chunk of traveling. So, and that's going to be a mixture of the US, that'll be back into the UK, back through. We're actually going to throw Portugal in the mix this time. So, yeah,
Awesome.
always traveling, a lot of fun. But yeah, to
Absolutely.
actually sit there and have the realization that we have talked about doing that big trip for so long and to be doing it. Yeah, it's an epic thing. So it's a never-ending end game, I guess, for us, that one. So we'll always be living it, dreaming it, traveling it. Like, yeah. So yeah.
I'm looking forward to the conversation in April when you're packing your bag. You might be going,
Yeah.
"Oh, yeah, my bag is empty. What else should I put in?"
Yeah, it certainly won't be as much this time.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is really awesome. Cool.
But
We have
yeah.
a, we've had such a big season, right, in the female investor circle. And so I think, I guess what I'd love to know is, like, what were, like, some of your highlights in the episodes that we've been sharing?
Yeah,
Any?
look, I just think the highlights from all those episodes, it's just always great having a conversation with, like it's without saying sexist, but actually with a female friend to sit there and have good conversations around finances and what it is that we're doing and how we can learn more and help each other. It's just always such an epic thing for us as women to actually be able to embrace each other and work together to create wealth in our own rights, So I particularly enjoyed the one that I did while I was away with Penelope, which was talking about the ghosts of Christmas past and stuff, because it was like, I remember we did in our base camp in July as well, we did a whole weekend or a whole day over the, ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future, and we weaved it all into the wealth creation. And it just works. Like, if you let go of the things of the past that you can't control, make sure that you're actually living in the present and that you can plan for your future. It's the way to be. So yeah. But no, that was great. It was awesome listening to chatting away with Miriam and Belinda and Gabrielle. Like, to have actual more guests coming on this season was a lot of fun. So next season I've got planned, a group of women that we, want to bring on. So I'm just going to be reaching out to them over the Christmas period to organize getting them on to have a chat. And because there's so much wealth of knowledge out there, and these women are just wanting to actually help each other. So it's not about getting handouts as much as it is to getting a hand up for each other. So that's what I love about the podcast. So,
That's cool. I
How about
love that.
yourself?
Yeah, I think my highlight was seeing that, like, as women, like, and I think it's not just women, right? But we
No.
are obviously specifically talking here to females. But, like, I
Yeah.
love, and I found that in the last 6 months, while we were creating this podcast, that there's a lot of human beings out there, especially women, who just all want to help each other, right? They all
Yeah.
want to support each other. They all want to share knowledge with each other. And I've just learned so much, like, from the interviews we had, right? Like, I've learned so much from the interviews. I learned so much from you, not just in the episodes, but also, watching your travel and the life you were living. And it just made me read, like, while everyone is talking about doom and gloom in the world, right? I just really just have a genuine gratitude and like and contentment for where I am at, right? And how life is, and the people around me, and just genuinely love how encouraging we are and supportive we are to each other, right?
Yeah.
And amazing. Like, I mean, even meeting some of these ladies in person, right? Not just over Zoom, but like we just had this camp, you know, hanging out with Kelly and Peter and some of the incredible human beings that were there, and just giving time and energy to our members and, you know, community members was just absolutely amazing. So yeah, I love, I always love hanging out and having this conversation with you about finances.
I think one of the things, I had a big realization while I was away, like I when we present the female and, you know, the future of investing is female challenges and presentations and stuff, I always sort of say in those that, you know, as women, that we've got our feet firmly in both sides, in two different worlds, basically our introspective world and our outrospective one. But one, whilst I've been away, it's very, very apparent that there are a lot of men now who are actually open to that as well, which is freaking exciting. So it's not just us women who are now really trusting our intuition and really embracing that sort of stuff. There's a lot of men out there doing it now too. So which that for us should be exciting. You know, that's where we're all going to have that true equality, I reckon, in the world, when the men are like this as well and the women are like this as well, and we all just decide we're going to finally work together instead of trying to get equal or even or whatever that some people out there want to do. I just think it's an exciting time that's coming up. It is a scary one because it's very it is quite a lot of chaos out there at the moment. So I'm not going to lie, there were a couple of times I was a little bit concerned while I was away, but what can you do? Like, you know, just day by day, roll with it all. So, but yeah, I'm excited with what the world's going to do. So, yeah.
I love also, like, with all the powerful women that we have in our community, I thoroughly enjoyed over the last 6 months getting to know the men behind the women, and like how supportive and encouraging and empowering they are. So like when you're talking about equality, and I genuinely think like I'm lucky enough, I can't speak for you, but I'm lucky enough to surround myself with human beings where equality exists 100%.
100%,
You know, and I mean, I have a husband who is incredibly supportive. I couldn't do what I'm doing without him. We always were in a 50-50 partnership in life and finances and everything. But it was just so nice to see so many men behind the women who are exactly doing that, encouraging their female partners to go ahead and become financially savvy, become the success stories in the families, and putting their own egos or belief systems around the man has to provide to the side, because they're realizing that we are powerful human beings, all of us.
Look, you know, Mark and I, Paulina, we've never bought into that. Like, we've always been a 50-50 partnership. We've always lived our life that way. We've brought our daughters up to be strong, beautiful, independent women, and they're living their lives now. So you're right, the community that we've got, and it's growing, is a very powerful one, with the people that are in it who do understand that it is partnerships, and it's exciting. But yes,
so lots of highlights, lots of good things. From a financial perspective, because it is a financial journey we are talking about, what are you probably most excited about going into 2024?
Oh, sorry, what am I? I thought you were saying what you were. just continually growing our portfolio. Like, it's exciting. Like, Mark and I, we did our 6 month traveling on our 50K plan. So we invested 50K and we traveled on that. That was it. The returns from that is what we traveled on. So to see that actually working in real time was exciting for both of us. There were ebbs and flows in it. Like, I'm not going to lie, that's just friggin' investing, isn't it? So, but it was exciting. And I know that 2024, even the fact that, yes, I turn 50 next year, Paulina has another highlight birthday, 40, yeah. So we've got an exciting first half for next year anyway. So We start off with Peter's birthday in February, and then we have mine in April, which I've decided is going to be actually, I'll add this in. We've decided on the other night that it's going to be a 3-day celebration, that it's going to be the Friday is going to be celebrating my 30th, the Saturday is going to be celebrating my 40th, and then Sunday is celebrating my 50th. So, yeah, we came to that conclusion because, yeah, that's the three parties I've given Mark over our time. So, anyway. Yeah, so first half of the year up until then, yes, lots of parties and stuff. But then when we start traveling again, I just can't wait because we know that there are some really big opportunities that are going to be coming out in 2024. It's just there's lots of things shifting in the background, and you can feel it too. You can feel it in the investing world that there's big things happening. Yes, some things may fall, but there is definitely some other things that are actually coming through the middle of it all, and it's just growing. It's exciting. Yeah. So what's your 2024?
Yeah, so I'm really excited. Well, my first quarter is a little bit exciting.
Mm.
I'm going to say stressful, but it's more like it's going to be exciting because it's all about mindset, right?
Yeah.
Between my birthday and your birthday, I also have my parents here for 3 months. So that's an adventure in itself that everyone can follow on Facebook, because when I was in Europe, I used to do once a week a summary of what was it actually like traveling. So this time around, I'm going to do a once a week summary on Facebook around what is it actually like living with your parents for 3 months in your house or in their house. So that's going to be quite an interesting twist. But I am, from an investment perspective, I think there's two things. One is I can feel the shift as well, and I believe that there's more money to be made than ever. So 2024 will definitely, in my portfolio, continue focusing on cash flow. But the other shift that we want to do is, from a cash flow perspective, is looking into property. Like, how can we flip? How can we build developments? How can we like invest in other countries, help people out who are in pain, make money? So property, I think, I have this feeling property will be a big one for 2024 for us.
Yeah.
And not so much for buy and holds, more from how do you generate cash flow out of properties? You know, like in whatever the cycle is, if it's quarterly or 6-monthly, or even some investments that we are looking at are like monthly cash flow out of properties. So that's pretty exciting. So that's the two avenues. So definitely cash flow, but how do you do this with, how do you turn foundational assets into cash flow, which is pretty cool. So there's more coming on that. I think in our new season, we'll share a lot about that as well, and what that could look like, and what are the different strategies our community applies out there.
Yeah. An exciting thing is as well, if anyone's ever curious about what we do at the Female Investor Circle, or the International Academy of Wealth, which is our big umbrella group, we've got our base camp coming up in March in Sydney, live in rooms. So we're excited to be having that happening, because it's going to be our 10-year actual anniversary next year. So if you're curious and you want to know what it's all about, drop us a line and we'll let you know. But it's going to be about talking about cash flow. It's going to be talking about investing. And it's just, you're going to be surrounded with like a good friggin', I don't know, 100 or so people that are there for the same thing. And the wealth of knowledge in those rooms and what you pick up from them are just huge. So, yeah, by all means, let us know if you're interested at all, and I'll give you some more info on it. But I'm excited. I can't wait to be live in room, base camp in Sydney. It's going to be epic.
Yeah, I can't wait. So I've already booked my flights over, so it's quips. That's how excited.
We're
all booked in. And I think what we should do actually is, while we're in Sydney at base camp, we should run a live FIK episode. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Let's jump in and let's just live in a room together in one room. Let's just nut it out and have a conversation, make it happen, and get everyone to celebrate, right? But I totally agree. Like, we've just done an amazing base camp with our members in November. And it was just like, you could see the energy shifting. Like, people came in going, this, you know, might have been a hard year for them, or even, you know, a hard couple of years in the investment journey. But then by the end of the event, 3 days, everyone was so excited for 2024, because there's such big opportunities coming our way in 2024.
Yeah, the event we just had in the Auckland, just for those who didn't know or weren't there, it was called the Wealth Game. So that was actually a 3-day event, or it was a 2-day event for the Wealth Game, and then we had the Property Game on the Friday with another group. But it's like basically we simulate 5 years of investing live in room, and it's so much fun. Like everyone's playing the game. They're all got, you know, each round's a year, and we always have a winner. Like, so the winner won $1,000 cash. So they were happy as Larry, I guess, whoever Larry is, but, or Mary, as happy as Mary. But it was like, it's a lot of fun doing the Wealth Game, which, yeah. So keep an eye out for that next year as well, guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely think that in room events, the energy is just so much more. And like you say, 5 years investing, it was just so cool to see everyone walk through the 5 years and like the ebbs and flows, literally going from I can't do this, this is too hard, I don't understand, right, to going, okay, this is great, I'm on a roll. And then the market conditions came in and wiped everyone out, and then it's like, okay, I have to restart. But like everyone in the, like the in the simulation, everyone was in the millions by the end of it. It wasn't like you know, like, because I was auditing the books, and we had everything from like a couple of million to 25 million. Or I think it was 34 million was the biggest one.
Yeah.
Accumulated wealth over a 5-year period. And when you talk to these people who are doing it, they like it really felt for them like this was achievable. So they went away with a plan going, we have a plan for the next 5 years. How are we going to get to make millions, right?
Yeah, no, it's an exciting event. So, yeah. But, yeah, so season 3, Paulina, next year. Very excited for it. If there is anything that anybody that is a listener that you want us to actually chat about next season, please do send us a suggestion. It can be an email, or you can just drop it in the comments below, and we will certainly bring it to the airwaves, I suppose you call them.
So, well, it is for you guys, right? So while you're listening in, and you have a certain topic you wanted to us to talk about or something to address, you know, we're not going to pinpoint and go, hey, Mary said this. No, we're just going to go and say, hey, this is a topic that obviously is like on your mind. So let's jump in and have a conversation and give our 5 cents worth to the topics that you guys are choosing. So feel free to send us an email and all the details are below.
Yeah. And look, if you have time over the next however long you're taking off for Christmas, go back and check out the previous episodes in season 1 and 2. So, like, if there's any that you missed, jump in and have a listen to them. And then, yeah, be ready to crack on for season 3 and for your 2024. If you haven't as well, jump into the Female Investor Circle Facebook group and connect with us in there. Or even if you want to join the Modern Day Investor, which is another one of our Facebook groups, which you and your male friends can join as well. So exciting news out of that place, though, is there's our, I guess you'll call it the brother podcast of the Modern Day Investor, will be coming out very, very soon. So keep an eye out and listen out for that one as well, because I highly recommend you jump on and listen to it. So that'll be run by the amazing husband of mine, Mark Robinson. So, yeah, exciting times. Lots of stuff happening.
Yes. Yeah. So lots of resources everyone can use throughout the period, and stay in touch with us, even though we might be taking a holiday break. We're still around. Like, it's not, we're still on Facebook. We still scroll, right? It's not like
still
we
scroll. Are. You see me scrolling.
Exactly. It's not like we're doing, what is it, a detox, electronic detox throughout the time. But you will, I am looking forward to just, even for me, like Christmas time is goal setting time. You know, we sit there, we map out what our year is going to look like. We actually spend a whole 2 days in the middle of between Christmas and New Year's every year doing that, just mapping out, you know, what are our goals, what are we trying to achieve, so that we stay on track. It's not so much New Year's resolutions. I don't really believe in those. I don't think they do anything, but more around like, okay, is our end game still relevant and tracking on the right way? And what are the things that we can do, not just financially, but also physically, emotionally, mentally, to prepare us to get there, closer to that space of the end game, which is exciting.
Yeah. And it's okay too if you find that your end game at the start of when you started your wealth journey changes along the way. That's fine. It's just
a new it changes like, all the time.
Yeah, like seriously, it doesn't matter. And when you reach an end game, it doesn't mean that's the end. You then make another one. So we like that time between Christmas and New Year's because it's usually relax, reflect, get ready is what we've always done. So, and that's exactly what you just described then, Pauline, or what you and Tyrell do. So relax, reflect, get ready. Because 2024 is going to be big.
Yes, absolutely. And like funny story about, you know, changing endgames. Last year we did this and in our endgame was that we would be moving to Canada, right? That was for us. We were moving to Canada. We went down the route of getting a lawyer, getting the residency, etc. And then, but then by the time we landed back in New Zealand and settled back home here in Queenstown, we were like, we don't actually want to go. So this year we're going to take out that whole moving to Canada bit and go back to like, okay, what, like if we're not moving, what's the next thing that we're going to do?
Exciting.
All right. Well,
I
just want to say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Enjoy the festive season. Don't stress out about Christmas. Embrace the feeling of, you know, joy and family. And if you are by yourself, enjoy the moments of freedom of, you know, just brave and present in the moment.
Exactly. Best present you can have is the present.
See you in 2024.
Excellent. Thanks, everyone.
If you enjoyed this episode, click the link below to download your Female Wealth Acceleration Starter Pack. And remember to always share the podcast with your friends. None of this is advice, not even general in nature. If you would like to seek specific advice to your personal circumstances, we urge you to speak to a licensed financial professional.